Did what?
The slates.
Slate pencils.
Yes.
I mean, schools are so different from what they were in the 20s, 30s. Anything you remember about school yourself? I mean, your mother was a teacher, but school experiences?
Well, Betty was talking about slates.
Hmm.
Did you ever see a slate in school?
No.
Well, slates continued until, I'm sure, 1940 at least, particularly out in the Outer Islands.
Mm. But we had them at Delancey to start off with.
Yeah, and of course the slate pencil was a slim, just a piece of slate that had been machined, and it made some terrible squeaky noises on there. It had to be to write on a slate as well,
yes,
you see.
Yes.
And the slate, the piece of slate you wrote on, had a wooden frame round it.
Mm-hmm.
And very effective. You simply wiped off the writing and started again.
And you were taught to, you know, it was copper plate, wasn't it?
Well, you had copy books.
Mm-hmm.
There were copy books which had, at the top line, there was the script as it should be written, and then there were four lines for the pupil to write.
Yes.
And the significant thing was that the first line down was always better than the others. It was the best line. And as you went down the line, the quality deteriorated.
Always.
Because they were always copying their own effort, which wasn't as good
they
as
the top. They
weren't
looking at the top.
Yes. And of course the pens and that they used in those days were a piece of just like a pencil holder,
yeah,
and a nib slotted into
and
the end, and it used to sputter ink all over the place.
Yes, I remember the pens, and there were some were better than others. Some wouldn't write properly, whatever you tried.
And I used to get my fingers wrapped by your mother.
For?
Because I was left-handed.
Oh yes, of course that was.
And I had
that was
with
a problem. Everyone was taught to write right-handed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when she wasn't looking, I would change back to my left hand, but she always knew because my writing was so much better.
Yes. And what about mathematics? Mathematics was taught in a very different way.
In the primary school in those days, mathematics, or arithmetic as it was called, was a prime object of attention. That you had mental arithmetic first thing in the morning, 10 or 20 quick responses to a short question, change your paper with your neighbour and correct them.
Yes.
And then you had more formal and extensive arithmetic, something to do on your own. And in those days, grammar was taught. There was a series of books, Holmes, English Grammar, Book 1, Book 2, and so on. And we dealt in adverbial clauses of time and place, compound sentences, complex sentences. They don't know what these are nowadays.
No.
You don't teach grammar anymore.
No, they don't.
Spelling was also dealt with.
Yes.
First thing in the morning, 10 spellings or whatever.
That's right.
Yes.
And you had to, if you made mistakes, you had to produce them the next day with the whatever had been added on.
And we started off in the morning with a short the catechism.
Yes, and reading from the Bible.
And a psalm. Do you remember the open fire?
I remember the open fire, yeah. All the schools, and I remember going round the schools in the Outer Islands, and they had all open fires. And I came to Inverness-shire in 1953, and at those days, the single teacher schools in the Outer Islands were very similar to Delancey. In fact, in the old days, in the islands, they used to bring a peat. Each pupil brought a peat. You know what a peat is?
Mm-hmm.
Brought a peat to school for the fire. And of course, children being what they are, they walked to school probably 2-3 miles.
Mm.
They weren't going to carry a peat for that distance. So they came to the crafter's house that was nearest to the school and took a peep from there.
Well, I'm sure you didn't do that too.
Well, you didn't have peeps. So.
But it was a distance for you from Morrill to Del Arisi, wasn't it?
Two and a bit miles. Mm.
And in the winter? Do you remember the winters?
Yes, cold, frosty. And I spoke briefly about McGilvray, who lived up in Cuignefern. He had a Ford Model T truck of some kind, about which there are many stories. And he used to go into town on a Tuesday, fairly regularly, and he might go in on a Friday as well. Mm. And if we happened to be on the road at that time, it's very good, you got a lift somewhere. Mm. And the floorboards in the front, in the passenger seat in the front, you could look down and see the transmission shaft.
Some characters in those days.
There were characters.
Yes. And you mentioned shinty. Did you play shinty?
Sorry?
Did you play shinty?
No.
Would you remember the shinty matches?
Oh, yes.
Where did they play them?
On the Dell Farm. Shinty in the Glen had gone into decline by mid-30s. It had been very popular, still is, Newton Board, can you see? But I suppose the youth of the Glen had suffered in World War I, and there was a bit of a decline thereafter.
Yes.
But Malcolm Douglas, who was the keeper in Carnachie, he played shinty for Tomatin when they played.